Bauch schon mal. Bauch schon mal, wie wir so riechen. Das kommt Bauch schon mal. Zwei Coins. Die haben very nice Coins. So the people in this town. Today in this country, so this is a ticket that is given to the child. If only it's not a mitzvah, no one will pay a din chabed, a din poshut, to send ticket to Israel. But here, Rosh Hashana, he wants a gadol and one of the b'shenim, and because he had a very sweet voice, so the people in his town wanted him to daven for donets for ticket to Israel. So everybody called him Rosh Hashana. And there's the Sefer Aran, and Tzuras Eisius, the Kis Yosef, singing Hilchas Tfil constantly, and Kis Yosef in Yadei, and so he constantly mentions the Rosh Hashana, because Rosh Hashana is the main source for all the halachas of Tzuras Eisius. So many of the halachas that Rosh Hashana mentions are based upon this Gemara. So we have to concentrate. I mean, we have to concentrate on everything. Sometimes it's too difficult to concentrate upon. But this idea is not difficult. So we have to go over. Amorei Rabbonon Rabbi Yeshua Melevi. Ose Davike. Davike is children. Ose Davike originally been in Moshe. Children came to this medrash. The Amra Mule appeared in the Yeshua Binyum Luyutma Kaisai. And they said certain things, such remarkable things, such remarkable chidushim, that even in the days of Yeshua Binyum, no one heard anything like that. It's very expression, why is Yeshua Binyum? Why is Yeshua Binyum? So, what are the remarkable things? Now, Teisve says that from the Medrash Rabbe it appears, and the Nisim Goyim mentioned the Medrash Rabbe, that the children were not ordinary children. They happened to be Rav Lezer under Yeshua when you were children. So, but he says, our Gemara is counter, which is our Gemara. He says that the Angoli Abunoli Yeshua Malaiti was a doubt to me. That means the children were contemporary. Alright, but could it be two incidents? I mean, there are other children also in other generations who said the same remarkable things as a blessing of Yeshua. Alright, so also Tavita originally being a Troshe, the Amra Mila Dafin, the Yeshua Binun, the Yitma Kapesa. Even in the days of Yeshua Binun, we haven't heard such remarkable things. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina. Aleph Beis is Meranis that you have to learn Torah. Gimel Dalet, Mel Dalet, that you have to support the poor. My time, should the car of the Gimel Gabi Dalet? Why is it? You know the Gimel, so you have one foot of the Gimel comes out like this. Toward the Dalet in a horizontal way. So why is it that the current foot of the Gimel is horizontally stretched out toward the Dalet? My kind of see the current Gimel in the Dalet, Shechim Dalke, Shechim Gimel Chasodim, Lo Tzachadal. Because the one who wants to be Gimel Chesed, so he should not say, well, they only come to my house, I'll help him out. No. Even if they only doesn't come to the house, that certain men are very shy and they feel inhibited to know in coming and asking. So the Oshia should approach him and help him out. So this is Merumez in the Tzuras Oz of the Gimel. My time is Shuti Kara Vidale, the Gami Gimel, actually it's a little strange. Because here, four, when the Gemara says, my time to shoot the car at the Gimel, so it's really the foot of the Gimel. But here, the Gemara says, color, the Dalek, like on the Himmel, wise foot of the Dalek stretched out toward the Himmel. It's not the foot of the Dalek. It's on the contrary, the top is the head of the Dalek. So it stretches out a little bit, you know. You have it out, you have here the vertical line, and then you have the horizontal line. The horizontal line stretches out, it protrudes beyond the direction of the vertical line. So it's the way shape Dalek. Not Karen Dalek. Why does the mother say Karen Dalek? Well, the answer is because that way shape Dalek goes down, you see. It doesn't go out straight. It goes a little, there is a little bend, a little deflection, not a substantial deflection. Some melee is considered like a foot that comes out from the head, from the leg. So that's why the Gemara says, my tiny shoot of kara the dalet, why does the foot of the dalet? Because the piece stretches out beyond the vertical line is called kara. It's called kara. But it's really the head of the dalet. My tiny shoot of kara the dalet with abidimu, the linseling object, because the only should not, should make himself available. He wants to be helped by the Oshia, so he should make himself available. He should not take advantage of the generosity of the Oshia. True, the Oshia is a good person, and he tries to find him, but the Oni should not take advantage of it. My time we had a happy Dalet Mikimu because the horizontal line goes this way. So it's away from the Gimel. My time we had a happy Dalet Mikimu, the written lay Bitsino. In other words, when you don't want to be seen, so you turn your back toward the other people that you don't want that we should see. So here too, in other words, only that's the Roshia, the naysay, should give it, should present his back to the Oni, so that the Oni shouldn't feel embarrassed when he sees that the Roshia gives him money. As a matter of fact, that's one of the Madrigas in Stoke that I'm not mentioning. There is the panel. Rambam in Perek Yud Nun, Matan Tanim, Halacha Zayin, says, Shnei no mailo is yeish bizdoha, zuli mailo mizu, mailo gdei lo shei li mailo mimenu, ze amal ze ge yisroi lo samach, vinesne matome le alboye, o eise in yishutves, o imamze le milocho, ke lechazik es yodei asher yisroi lo gdei lo zisha, al zenema ve alzachta ve gea ve zisha ve chenya, ke le nahal ze ge yasher yipo bizdoha. So the ideal way of giving tzedakah is not by giving money to the poor, to help him. In other words, even if you send him every week a check so that they'll be able to have food and to prevent them, that's not the ideal way of tzedakah. The ideal way of tzedakah is to find for him a job, employment, to train him, and to find for him a job so that they'll be able to stand on his own feet. Not that you always have to help. So that's the ideal way of talking, the highest level of talking. And my love, they were saying, my love is a hamadi that you saw in Samach, the Mason, Matone, Alboy, or Eason, the Shutres, or in Amtsil, in Aloha, to the Chadik, the Yodi, actually, the story of the Greatest Nation. Well, then I'm out there, Zachtobe, you support him, you shouldn't fall. Not that you let him fall and then you put him in hospital. That's not the ideal way of looking. Der sagt dabei, hier, die Seisha Bechema, der Reina Hausen, die hat schon Jikel, die ist dort. Das ist der Heist dabei. Denn der nächste Heist ist, Poches, die See, Hanesim, Stoffel, Anin, Bile Yoda, Linosan, Bile Yoda, Oni, Minilok. Because we know in Chile's mention, so from the oil, Mahukte, so, I think so they gave in such a way, that he did Mahukte didn't know who is the recipient, and the recipient didn't know who did it or no. So, jeder on in Lok Achare, so nichts will ich noch. Die Mischkas Hashoim Choice of Midrash. There was an office in the Midrash, and so everybody came and put in their money, and then Anoni did not have to embarrass himself and humiliate himself. You know, and today, if you are going to get support, let's say, from the Jewish Federation agencies, so you call up, so then they send the social worker and they make investigation and they ask you all kinds of questions about your grandfather and your great grandfather and everyone. I mean, was anyone raised in a broken home, and you are humiliated to the nth degree. And then there is a hearing, all kinds of things. So, but in the Mishkan, they were not so mother, in the Mishkan, in the Midrash. So they had a Mishkas Hashem. So people used to put in their money, and then Anin were able to take money, and no one knew about it. So that was the next highest Madrid of Turkey, where the recipient doesn't know who the donor is, and the donor doesn't know who the recipient is. Can you show me what you're saying? Show me a tzaddik in Neistin, but I'll show you what I'm in, and I'll take you, and I'll see you, and I'll show you. The correct was there, and I'll see you, and I'll see you, and I'll see you. That is correct. ולביטין אודם ושיחקו בשל צוחו, אלא אם כן יודע שהמנונן נמון וחוכם ויודע להמי קישורות של חמינה בנחת. תוכס מזה שידע המייסן ומידיטי ולא ידע האוני ממי לא כך. So that's that. This is what the Gemara says. כי נדבי לי החכמים שאוהיו חמיסי סלזנוע עם סובס ומשליחים המויז בפסרי עני. In other words, not to be embarrassed, not to embarrass. So the only didn't know. So this is what the Gemara says. When my time had after the Dalit and the Gimel, so the face of the Dalit is turned, his back is away from the Gimel, the less lay, the little lay bitzine. The little is a geheche, the lelichsetine. Hey, Bob. זה שני שלך לגבור. אני והוא יושיע לו. So what is the whole day in the shalom? So he bought that's part of the Shem HaFeresh, but he bought itself in the Shem. So I mean, the Shem HaFeresh consists of Yud-Kei and Bot-Kei. So both the Yud-Kei is the Shem in the Atzmei, Pyot, and the Bot-Kei, and the Hoi, Bot-Kei, is also in the Shem. So he bought the Shmish Rabbit Bob. Zion, Ches, Tes, Yud, Hof, Lamed, Bima, Toresi, Kei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zon Yisho, so the Zion, Zon, and Bichon Yisho, the Ches, and the Tes is Meitivo, and Yud is Meisno Cho Yerusha, and the Hof is Keshel Cho Keser, Leilo Cho Flamed, Leilo Cho Flamed, Mem Sucho, Mem Stumo. So, because there is a minor Pesuach and there is a minor Sos, there are certain things that we have to explain. And there are certain things that are essentially esoteric and cannot be explained. And even when it has to be explained, so it has to be explained, not publicly, like Masim Kobo. So Makoko, even the Yochid, there is the Hochom, maybe the Daitik, not everything that we know can be publicized. So this is Merumes in the two kinds of Mems. The Mem Pesuach is Merumes certain things that are not essentially as apparent. and that have to be publicized, and certain things that are essentially esoteric, so it has to be social. Nunc fufa nunc shuto, nemon kofuf nemon kosh. Now here the two pshat, Rashi's pshat and the Marshal's pshat. Now let's see. So that is Meramis, that if somebody is a Odom Kosher, so Lilo Mabo, he is Okof Lilo Mabo. That's Rashi Pshat. But what the Mashal gives a remarkable Pshat. The Mashal says, there are certain situations, usually, an honest person, a man of integrity, so he has to be caught. He has to atone not be firm, not tough. Toughness is usually inconsistent with kashas. An Odom Kosher does not act toughly. He acts softly, humbly. But there are certain situations when the person has to be tough. In Yikish Kitapo, suppose somebody works for a boss who is very unscrupulous. He's very unscrupulous, and he won't seem, you know, to go alone because he depends upon him. So then he shouldn't be coupled, and he should speak out, even if he has to suffer, even if he will be fired from his job, he has to speak out, not to go along with all the corruptions. So that's Nemun Kosher. Not always does honesty consist in acting humbly and softly, but sometimes honesty consists in speaking out and acting firmly and acting toughly. This is the Marshal's job. Sama Chayel, Smei Chani. Now, isn't that already in the Humeris? Gimel Dalet, Meir, Dali. The answer is, it's the two Matrayas of God. So the highest Madrigal Zloke, the Gerbi, the Azakhtabe, the Yom of Achicha, the Azakhtabe, the Gerbi Seishiva Chaimo, when he's on the verge of collapsing, so help him out, get for him a job, train him so that he wouldn't collapse. So that is Smeich, the Samachayim, Smeich Amin, support him, the Azakhtabe. But suppose he already has fallen down, he is a problem. It's not your fault, and in the situation, you can't give him a job. There are certain people who have collapsed so much that you can't rehabilitate them by giving them a job. They are out of that sphere. So then you have to be Gimel Dalet. So the Gimel Dalet is Meramis, the Madrig of Tzroke, of giving Tzroke to Amim, who have already fallen. And the Sama Chayim is the Rameis, the Madrega of Doke, of the Azak, the Kiyomo Hechecho, before he falls down, is the Azak, the Azak, the Gerdesesha Hechecho. Lishna Chine, Simon Masi Viteo, Ukne Iso. In other words, that in order to remember, so we have to make Simon, the Manis, you know. We have to make Simon. Now, in the more here you have, to every sugya you have certain simon. For us, it's not really so necessary. That's why we don't spend time on simon. Maybe we should, but the simonim are also part of the more. But for the chesimus accounting, it was Also, I know the good church, okay, writing, that is wonderful, indispensable for memorizing the Torah. Without the money, you couldn't memorize it. So that's it. That is the Samachai. Peik fufor mit pshuto, pepo suach, pesos. What does Rashi say? Now, see, first of all, Simonim shall figure shmuis, itame am roye, vizirse, mishtachach, mishtish kachach, mishtishu shemishat. Pepo suach, mishas, hamachmizim kazeye, pesosum, mishas, hamachmizim kaneish, in his gozum. In other words, if they are certain Talmidei Chachamim who are greater than you, so then the ideal approach is for the one who is not as great not to pass the chance. But suppose there is a situation in Mokim Shia Moshi and there are no people who can pass the chance, then a person shouldn't be in the Mokim and say, no, I don't want to pass the chance. So, Bishas, so there is a time when there is a Pesosu, in other words, when there is a profusion of the heroic, so then one who is not in that matter should feel inhibited in fasting. But when there is a shortage of heroic, so then the ideal way is for a tamfochem to be pekosua. Sadiq Kufor, Sadiq Pshuto, Sadiq Kofu, Sadiq Kosh. Now, the Rashi doesn't say anything. I suppose that according to Rashi, the same Pshat that Rashi mentioned in the Gal, the Nemon Kofu, Nemon Kofu. So Rashi twice, the Sadiq Kosh, Sadiq Kofu, and Sadiq Kosh. And according to the Mashos Pshat, Nemun Koshut means not that Nemun Koshut Beyo Mazeh Nemun Koshut Beyo Mazeh, but Beyo Mazeh Gufe. Sometimes you have to act with greatness, with humility, with softness, and sometimes you have to act with toughness and firmness. So here too, sometimes one Tzitkes manifests itself when it's done with humility and softness, and sometimes sitkes manifests itself when it's done with firmness and toughness. When people try to do terrible things, and the only way to stop them is by showing firmness. So then you have to show firmness, not has to be shown force, violence has to be shown, but firmness. Then the Marshal does explain it that way. But more as the Kashi, why do we have two lessons? One lesson that is given by the two moons, and one lesson that is given by the two pays, by the two tzaddiks. Hani nemun kofu chnem poshu, more in the teres. Basic of our culture, default people, come shenitma teo be man breish. Man breish means utmost humility. Man breish means utmost humility. In other words, there are two aspects. One is the aspect of honesty. Memon means honesty. Sadi does not necessarily mean honesty. Because, in other words, if somebody is not honest, it couldn't be sadi. But if somebody is honest, it doesn't mean tzaddik. Tzaddik is from the term tzedek, righteousness. You find many people who are very honest, they won't steal, they won't cheat, nothing, and they won't lie, but when it comes to tzedek, they are not so hasty in practicing tzedek. So that's tzaddik of hasty before out before. Tanch mit Matteo Mandrich. Kuf, Kodich. Reich, Rosch. Now, of course, Swedes, who represents the ultimate and the essence of the duchy of Kodesh, but eventually. So, a human being tries to kind of meet their lack of the Drohol and to emulate the attributes of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Ahu Kodesh, Fateh Kodesh. So, to a certain extent, he's also Kodesh. But a human being does not could not represent absolute duchy. So, who represents absolute duchy? Rebbeinu Shalom. So, Kuf Reish is Miramesh, my tiny, Mehader Api Kuf Reish, because the back of the Mehader Api Kuf Reish, in other words, because the face of the Kuf is Rashi says. So Rashi says here there is a euphemism. It's a euphemism. Mishne Mario, Shachirov Shel Reish, Vigabe Akuf. It's not in other words to say that the back of the Reish is toward the Kuf. But that wouldn't be a proper to express it that way because the Kuf symbolizes a Kuf both. So we express that in the more expressive in the mystic way. So in other words, why is the back of the Reish towards the Kuf? Because in a Kuvibohu, Reitzel is stuck in the north. Omar a Kuvibohu, in a Niyochel is stuck in the north. Umay taime mahadrei tagi the Kuf, the Gabi Reish, but the tag of the Kuf is the Gabereish, Kimin Zayesh, Sheisim Seifi Shoga Kuf, Shoga Kuf. Why? Because that in Rame is that there is always an opportunity given to the Rosh to do Tshuva. Omar Kuf Bo, Chidabe Anikesha Lekesa Kimis, Umay Taine Kare Kuf Tuyo, because the Kav, the Kuf doesn't touch the top of the Kuf. So there is empty space. Why? What is that? Merame is the Hodabe Leil Bilei Behach. That if he does Tshuva, so he can go in through a certain door. Desire is Lokish. The Omar is in the late Simulyovitz, it has reference to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom scorns the scorners, the cynics. He lets the cynic, the scorner. So the lates in this corner, the Rebbeinu Shalom scorns the cynics. Ulanovim and the humble, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives grace. So there are two Yosoyes here. One verse is, Voli Tayam Sainas. But then there is another verse that's in our text. Voli Tamei Pesame. Voli Tayam Sainas. One verse is, that we are just here is, we're not there is voluntary peace. But the other girls in our text, and that girls in our text is difficult. Peace is good. Because the carb of the coop that is real, the carb of the coop that is does not come in contact with the head of the coop. So that is Miramis, that in respect to virtues, so that even though there is clear of his freedom of will, but still a voluntary designing, if a person decides to embark upon the virtuous path, so in a Shamayim, he'll be a Kami. I mean, God does not decree that the person should be good, but if a person is there a Baha'i, and then he has problems in the so in a Shamayim, he'll be a Kami. So, but as far concern. So it appears to be moving more. Now look at the Rashi. Rashi doesn't say whether the right here says Havoah, the way it's now Havoah, page for the time, page when the time is silent, or the right here says just for the time is silent. But from Rashi's shot, it's much Rashi was not given the way it's in our text. It was just given as the Omar Shlokish Maidach Zidu in the late Simu Yolis who are knowing in the Chay Boli Taya Misayi. That's all. Because Rashi says, first of all, Rashi doesn't mention the Boli Taya Misayi. And then it's not only that, because Rashi says, Misayi may say, Mechimu Lai Pesach. The late Simu, for the Simish, his corners, God's corners, who Yolis, the Atzmeyim, the Saleleo, the Yerodimei, in other words, there was no help. Little. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Hashemani, the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't play any role. He's neutral. So it's Mashi, but according to the Yosef, of Gold Kamen Peshtonei, so it's difficult. So it's not only that in regard to virtue, So Nashamayim is accommodated. In regard to vibes, he's also accommodated. So Teisves asks, how can you explain the Gemara? Is the Gal say, Vol Tamer Teisore, Kalima Yishli Tzoch in the comments. Vol Taya Messiah will say, She Peisrim and Pesach in the comments. So there's a difference. Vol Tamer, no one opened the door for it. But he has to open the door, you know. Sometimes it's hard to open the door, especially for me, you know. It's a big job, so sometimes the doors are very heavy. So I have to use the cane, you know. No one can so it requires an effort. But Voluntaria pays for it, he signs it. Everybody opens the door for him. He doesn't have to exert an effort. But Voluntaria is also a company. In other words, there is a door that he could open, but he still has to exert an effort in order to open. So there is a difference. They are psochim, but the doors are closed, except that they are not locked. Not locked. Or even if it's locked, so he's given a key, so he has to work hard in order to open up the door. But Boli Taya Misayne, he say, he doesn't even have to use a key, he doesn't have to exert any effort, the door is wide open. She pays for a Pesach we come. Behind the doom of the wheel, he shop it with Pesach we come. Well, how many gals have gone to come to this, right? So, right now, the sign and say how the thing is. Why is it right? As I just said, because Pesach means... So there, he says, Boli Tame, Peschale, so then Peschale doesn't mean that they open the door wide open. But against Peschale, they unlock it. You know, sometimes you open the door wide open, and then the person just goes in. He doesn't have to use his skin, he doesn't have to exert any effort, he doesn't have to use his muscles, he doesn't have to resort to a coordination of the two hands. He just walks in, that's all. And sometimes the person unlocks the door. So in other words, he unlocks the door, so then with effort he can open it. Or he's given a key. So with effort he can open it. But he still has to work hard, he has to exert an effort. So according to the Yosef Bolitami, peacefully doesn't mean we open the door is open, wide open. But it means it's unlocked. So, and the silence means that it's wide open. It's open, mamish. He doesn't even have to exert. He doesn't even have to exert. What does it mean? On one hand, we have clear hopshis. And on the other hand, we say, Habo, Itaye, the silence say, and then, according to Gilson, the more, the more, the more, the more, the more, the more, but there is no machlekes. In the text, there is no machlekes in the tzias. The tzias is that Havoah Tam is basically whether we are geres or not geres. Then the tzias. So how is that consistent with the concept of Chiddush HaVavli? But the Chiddush HaVavli says that one true thing, the true of Hashem implies that the person is always free to choose virtue instead of vice. Very much so. B'chalta b'chaim, the Torah says. What do you mean b'chalta b'chaim? So I mentioned it many times. The example, when you drive the car. You drive the car. So sometimes you're at crossroads. You have to embark upon a certain lane. And if you embark upon the wrong lane, so then you can't make a detour immediately. You might have to drive maybe for half an hour until you are allowed to make a detour. Until you are allowed to make a detour. I mentioned the story years ago, I mean, when I was here, before I went to Chicago, about 27 years ago, and I lived on the west side, and I was alone. Sure, in Maria, and then on Sunday, so there was a late minyan on Sunday, so, and I had to start the shiur at 9:30, so, many times, and I used to be this, a writer for the minyan, I used to be this, a small shiur, so, time was very much of the essence. But I couldn't take the subway, so I had to take a taxi. So I took a taxi, and I told him the address of this issue. I mean, it wasn't this building, so it was 186 feet in Amsterdam, not 180 feet. I told him. So then he took the highway, and then he reached 179th Street. So instead of going out on 179th Street near Fort Washington, so he took the lane to New Jersey. And I wasn't looking. I wasn't looking because said, because I would be late for the shiur. Then I take a look, I see I'm in New Jersey, so I ask him, where are you going? So he says, where should I go? So I said, no, I told you the address. So he says, you have to go back. So he took go back. He had to drive for 10 minutes in New Jersey before he was able to make it to the restaurant. So that these stories happen to someone who doesn't have a car. Somebody who has a car, to appreciate this stuff. So that's what I think I want to say. In the heart of a heart. In other words, there is a yara pachai, there is a path of virtue, and there is a path of life. So when a person grows, especially when he grows up, but it's true even later years, but then it's more difficult. But when he grows up, so he is at the crossroads of life, he can choose the lane of life. He can choose the lane, he can embark upon the lane of virtue, to associate himself with friends, you know. So then he'll be driving on the path of virtue without any difficulty, without friction. And he's free to choose to embark upon the lane of life. And so he can associate himself with brotherhoods and all kinds of people. So no one should think that Chaim Soloveitchik says, he doesn't use these expressions, he says that. So he associates himself with brotherhoods, gamblers, and so on. He says, oh, I won't go their ways. I'll always do the right thing. He's making a good mistake. So, Havolitamei, Havolitamei Peskonei, Havolitayei Misayimei, he says. In other words, he doesn't mean, Chil Hoshi doesn't mean that there is no principle of causation, nothing. A person is always free. He can associate himself with drug addicts and be a nice person. No, no, it's impossible. You associate yourself, you embark upon the wrong lane. You, even when you find out you're on the wrong lane, as it happened to me, you have to keep on driving. You cannot make a detour. And sometimes, if you make a detour, so your former friends will kill you too. It can happen many times. So Kriya Chokshi does not mean that the person is always free to choose virtue from vice. No, Chas V'Shalom, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. There is a principle of causation also. Even in human behavior. So Aveiro Geraras Aveiro, U'mitzvah Geraras Mitzvah. So that the Rebbeinu Shalom instilled it in the framework of nature. Abhiyogarasabhiyogar, the principle of causation. The principle of causation. So, there is no doubt in the Talmud lecture, I mentioned that the first so doubting accepted on the Arkham theory that if a person acquires certain characteristics, let's say he spends time on physical exercise, so then even though he originally was not strong, but did not have muscular strength, but he acquired muscular strength, so then his child will automatically be born with muscular strength. But that was discredited. So here, but one thing is sure, that if a person adopts certain habits, so then habit becomes nature for himself. So those who discredit it, and the scientists today don't accept the Lamarckian theory. That means it will not be transmitted to the offspring, but to himself, to herself, who made a certain habit, so it will be nature. He will not have to exert an effort. So that's Aviro Geraris Aviro and Mitzvah Geraris Mitzvah. All right. Shin Shecha, Tov Emes. My Tane, Shecha Mikal Bimile, because what are the letters of Shecha? Shin Kufresh. So the answer Shin Kufresh. Kuf, and then you have Reish in the order of the alphabet. So you have Tadi, Kuf, Reish, Shin. So in Shecha you have the three Aces that are to come immediately after the other. You have the Shin and the Kuf in the Reish. Couldn't be any more immediacy. But in MS, the three letters are the country. The Aleph is at the beginning of the alphabet. The Tov is at the end of the alphabet. And the man is in the middle of the alphabet. So there is, it symbolizes. So, my time, Shekhan Kabimile, Emes Mirchekemile, Shikhe Shriach, Kushte Loishri. Sheshvah, so in other words, the reason is why the Emes, so the letters, the constituents of Emes, are far away from each other. Because it's not so easy. The MS, to pursue the MS is not easy. Shekha is very easy to pursue Shekha. All you have to do is to lie, that's all. The MS, to pursue the MS, involves many sacrifices. It's not so clear. So, my time, Shikre, Achade Kare Koye, the MS in Rabbi Mudne, how is it? The letters, the constituents of Sheker, the Shin, the Kuf, and the Reish, so they stand on one foot. But the constituents of MS, the Aleph, and the Mem, and the Tov, they all stand on 2 feet. Why is that? So he says, because Kushtikoy, Kushtikoy, Shikha Loikoy. So, because the MS is less thing, because you can stand on 2 feet, you can stand, but on 1 foot you can't stand. Shikha loikot. Now, somebody once asked me, they caused an argument, so he was talking about Shekhar, Shekhar and Rav Lai. So he asked me, why Shekhar and Rav Lai? That the Shekha is very dynamic and very effective. So I said, you know why? I mean, I'm not saying it's a joke, making it sound like a joke, but there's the real truth. I said, Mitzor Chazisi. I used to go during the winter months, every week, almost every week, sometimes every other week, to New York because of strikes. So many times, if not half of the time, I missed the plane. Then I was able to run and traverse miles and didn't get tired. And I missed the plane. Now that I'm handicapped and I have to walk on a cane, so I never missed the plane. Why? Because everybody accommodates me with a wheelchair in the airport. Everybody. So Sheikh Harim Rav Leibenson, because he's handicapped Sheikh Harim. He has no feet to stand on. So everybody accommodates the Sheikh Harim in the wheelchair. So that's why the Sheikh Harim is able to be so dynamic and so for the MS, he has feet. So no one accommodates the MS with the wheelchair. So many times he misses the plane. Many times he misses the plane. That's why. That's why the Sheikh Harim is able to accomplish so much. Now the Gemara, so until now the Gemara discussed the analysis of the Tzuras HaRizkus. Now the Gemara is analyzing the Advash. Advash means when you substitute the last letter for the first letter, the top for the aleph, the shin for the base. That's Advash. Advash, Dal. Advash, easy, dear toy, a saddle. Now we could bring Shalom. So if he abandoned me, can I yearn for him? Bash, dear Hosha, Shmi Yochelolo. Now we sold the deal. God, Gufi Tine Yachelolo. Dak, Losei Sayyal, Kano for Egda, at Kamdes Shom. Abo, there was in the year 70, in the order of Advash. After the year 70, Advash, in Atom Bush, in other words, Bush, you know, the synonym of Zera Shalabon is Achmon, Bashon, Ben Hasabi. So Bush is a big mile, some in modern people, so they tell everybody that the person should not feel inhibited. But all the trouble in the modern world emanates from the fact that people are trying very hard to divest themselves of all kinds of inhibitions. That's why everybody is afraid, you know, of the epidemic of AIDS. Because Bush, instead of being Bush really means inhibition. Bush doesn't mean bashful. It means inhibition. It means inhibition. But it's an innate attribute. It's a spiritual instinct. Bush. A person, all right, so psychologists will call it a psychological inhibition. It doesn't make any difference. But that's a spiritual instinct, inhibition. And inhibition. So this is the greatest spiritual constructive source. So for today, inhibitions are looked down upon, you know, with disdain and contempt. That's why we have all these problems. So in Atobesh, if you allow yourself to be motivated by good inhibitions, of course, one can overdo it, then it's not good. But if it's not overdone, so then it's a great spiritual soul. Imato Bush Galdak, Imato Isike, Gulbe Deik. Deik, that's Deik in Shomai means. So then, the Heimish Moshot Tzvur of Zerachan, Eshrashi explains. Hatzvab, Chitze Habbeinach Leap. So, this Habbeinach Leap. Zah, has, tan, hein atom, yazeyam nasot. Yav, I mean, that's in the Advash. It's alef tov, reishin, get dimu reish, dalet kuf, hei tzadik, vof pei, so, hei tzvap, chtisa meyach la, zayin ayin, chesamech, tesnun, hein atom, yazeyam nasot, yud men, chof lamed, Oma Sasha Genin with Mea Kudish Bo, the Danish Alema, Lianko, Oma Hakudish Bo, who? Now, here, until now, is more mentioned the symbolism of Advash. Now, the more is mentioning the symbolism of Achas. What is Achas? When they take the first letter, the Aleph, then the eighth letter from the Aleph, and then the eighth letter from the Ches, so there's the Sam. Then you take the second letter of the alphabet, then the eighth S of the second, so there's the Tes, and then the eighth S of the Tes, so there's the Ayas. And then you take the third letter of the alphabet, and the eighth S of the Gimel of the third, so there's the Yud, and the eighth S of Yud is the Pei. So I'm Yichosaleyem. In other words, because they despise, why is the name of Hosalayim? Because they despise licentious behavior. So, unfortunately, because by Yisrael, by going by Yunin, by Masayim, so there are a number of Jews who also have AIDS. And because of that, so, some innocent people also get in. Jewish and Jewish people, they mash this and the situation. So now, genin does not necessarily mean the English real level. Genin many times represents sin. That's genin. Because one needs the other. And this is mentioned by Rav Avraham Leishel HaRambam. So he has the peyush. And the Shemesra is a remarkable page, and that you'll find in the Nefesh HaChaim of Chaim Olozhenah. So at the end of the Nefesh HaChaim, we have the Peirush of Rav Avraham Bnei Shel Agro. Rav Avraham Bnei Shel Agro and the Shemesra. So there he says that many times when the Gemara mentions Genin, we shouldn't think that it has reference to the English. It has reference to this, to sin. To sin, to vice, to licentiousness. So that's what he says. Of course, one is conducive to the other. I mean, addiction to vice is the cause of AIDS, of the epidemic of AIDS. That's a real gain. It's a real gain, real mazeh. It's a more terrible gain than the AIDS epidemic. So the Gemara is saying it in a figurative way. Because the Sar Shal Genin means who is Ra, who are suffering from a Hamoris, Chazal say. In other words, those who advocate, you know, permissive behavior, that's the Sar Shal Genin. Who advocates permissive behavior? Sar Shal Genin advocates permissive behavior. Before Pesach, I received a letter from a prominent reformer, but I don't want to mention the name because it's not important, it's really not important. Very prominent reformer. I don't know why they send all the literature to me, I don't know, I can't understand it. But everybody sends the literature. All the reformers, conservative rabbis, and to the cult, everybody sends the literature to me. I don't know why. I run millions of everybody. So a very prominent reformer, very prominent. Many times he made statements in the Alchemist Israel, and threatened. The Rabbanim, if they refuse to recognize, reform deals or reform yet, so then there'll be no financial aid given to Israel. I mean, so a big man. So he sent out the letter, which is addressed to all the colleagues, but he was sent to me too. So there he says that as the Passover holiday, holiday of freedom is approaching, so it is incumbent upon us, means the rabbis, to put an end to this hysteria that overtakes the American people in regard to the fear of AIDS. And we have to accord the right to our gay brother that they should be entitled to their lifestyle, whether we agree with that or not. So that's the social end. The mouth is a reform rabbi. Doesn't make any difference. That's social end. The social end. So the social end says, the Danish are on, the young Pope, everybody should be drowned in the young of nature. And we should shake off the shackles of all the inhibitions. That's what the Sarf of them says. The Yam Kol, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achaz V'Tagi, and Chosayim, Mipni Shebuah to Begib, Tachat, Tachimei, Kelim, Tzadikimei, Eim Lechocheret Ben, as long as Jews adhere to the Torah, then they will not have a chilek in the Sarf of them. So, unfortunately, like the Sarf of Bagun, the Yom HaMaseyem, some Malay Jews also had a share in AIDS. It's terrifying, terrifying. And because of Kidin Shemitim of the Shus and Chabe Larbe and Machin Sadiq Roshe, so there's such a situation that you find innocent people, whether the innocent people happens to be a Catholic nun who got AIDS in San Francisco for a blood transfusion, or the innocent person happens to be a mayor who was mal a child of a Baal Tshuva and he was born with congenital AIDS. Such things happen. So as long as they didn't abandon the Torah, so then the Rebbeinu Shlomo said to the Sarf of them, In other words, the Sarf of them is very democratic. He talks in terms of democracy, equality. Why should there be a difference between Jews and non-Jews? After all human beings are descendants of Shays. Odom, Shays, Enish, Cana. So there is such a thing as humanity. There shouldn't be any difference. There should be integration. So that's the time of the South Shogeni. Omale, Al Bam Gandas. What will I do with them? They are not adjusted. They are different than the women say. So Lichan Ligan Hodis, that means Gan Eden. Hey, what? Omar Genin, Neakli Bok, the Baby Shalom. Oy, von Eden. Satz Hak. Hallo, Zari Shal Yitzchok. Now, you know the Roshet and the Father of the Hall. So the nation is the Posse. Shayot. Kibri Adishem Yachlit Ukeach Yohutsu V'lo Yigo Yehuchu V'lo Yohutsu. So my father says that the distinction between Oye V'yogea, the other Oye V'yogea V'yore V'yogea. Yes, Zohar Sashokam Rezu Sashkobo V'yogea V'ato Oye V'yogea V'yore V'yogea V'ato Oye V'yogea V'yore V'yogea. So what is Oye V'yogea? So, Yogeya means tired, physically tired, from fatigue. Oye doesn't mean physically tired. Aesop came back and I saw the oye. So, he's tired. And why do you work hard? He said, because Homeshadeir is over Brazil. On a snare on the Rosso, I mean, cover the trace amazing. He killed Nimrit. It was not, even though Nimrit was a Roshe, but still it was a terrible thing to kill Nimrit. He should have done it. So he was only quite physically tired. Not so hard to kill. And for Aesop to kill a human being does not involve any physical fatigue. But only it means fostered, born. Sometimes a person is yogiya, but he's not fostered. He feels. He accomplishes something. He's tired. He works a lot. But he's happy. He's yogeya. And sometimes a person doesn't work out at all. All he does is watches television day and night. But he's only, he's not yogeya. He's only, he feels bored. He feels frustrated. He feels disgusted with himself. So, he came to Adishen Yachit here. You're so below you go, even though they walk on a person's bones. So then he is naturally bound to feel fatigue. Participates in marathon. I believe tired, but your wish participates in marathon. You let me know. He doesn't even feel tired. Yerucham, the person walks there. There is no physical fatigue. But when a person walks slowly because he has nothing to do, you know, people, you know, this is what overtakes many elderly people, senior citizens. They retire at the age of 60, and then they do nothing, they become bored with life. It's the most terrible thing is for a person to retire. The most terrible thing. So, Yale Hope, you watch the senior citizen group, they retire, it has nothing to do. How many hours of television do you watch again? So he takes walks, and he walks slowly. Yale Hope. So, ordinarily, if a person who doesn't do anything and walks slowly, he's not going to be a yogiya, but he's going to become a yogi. But Kedi Abhishek, even when they relax, so he's Yehu Chodoroyo, Yehu Chodoroyo. So this is an Omar Gemma Snappers Ball, Rebellion Shalom, Oye Fanech, I feel frustrated. And don't you hear that explanation? Out of frustration, it was mentioned even by a judge 6 years ago. I read in a newspaper, a certain beast, a human beast, caught a woman. He wanted to rape her, but she put up the resistance. So he raped her, and then he killed her, and then burned her in the incinerator. And she happened to be a niece of the family of, I don't know what she called. So then, that human beast, the judge sentenced him to 2 years prison. 2 years prison. And what? And what was the explanation by the judge? And there was no protest. I mean, such a power. When I mentioned it 2 weeks ago, that a year ago, so, a certain child pushed his hand into the cage of the zoo and he was eaten up by a wolf. So then the veterinarian doctor of the zoo performed an autopsy upon the wolf. So then there was a demonstration by Salvador Hanics. It says, right, was consideration and sympathy for animals. Their child is dead anyway. What did they accomplish? By opening up the stomach of the wolf. But opening up the stomach of the wolf. So there was a demonstration. Their judge said such a terrible statement that he wasn't impeached. And no one even wrote an editorial. I deliberately looked up the New York Times, where there's an editorial on that, such a terrible judge. He says the reason as to why he sentenced him only to 2 years in imprisonment, because this person was very frustrated, because the woman, the young woman, could not fight, so he was very frustrated. That's why he raped her and killed her. So that's why he deserves a new incentive. And no protest, no demonstration, no demand by the newspaper, by the liberals, that such a judge should be impeached. It's a disgrace for the American nation, for the city of New York, that there is such a terrible judge. Such a terrible judge. So on one hand, Jonathan Pollard is sentenced to life. And his wife didn't do anything except that she didn't divulge, she kept certain documents. So was sentenced to a few years of imprisonment. And doctors say that was because she's a sick woman. It will expedite her death. And no one says anything. No one says anything. I tried very hard to put in a certain letter in the New York Times, and it's not being published. And then somebody told me that even Alan Dershowitz was the only one who sent the letter to the New York Times protesting against this house sentence. So they had such a difficult time until the public went off. Alan Dershowitz professor of law in Harvard University Law School. So he had political power. I don't have the political power. So they're not publishing it. So this is what the getting said, like the judge who rendered a 10-year sentence to that beast, you know, who killed that woman. So he said, Oye Panayaki is foster death, because he's not given enough, he's not accommodated. He wants to do much more happen than he does. And foster death, that's the big excuse that is given by Madam today. I'm frustrated. Oye Panayaki, Zatzchak, Halo Zari Shalitzchok, Tar Yashkat, Tar. What do you mean? Because he doesn't mean you should be satisfied with going Chassi Shalom. So what the Ben Shalom meant, because the Jewish nation was chosen as the Lachaskian in the Kodesh, and they have to serve as an example and as an inspiration to other people. You cannot lobby the Jewish people. What you can't block. As long as they don't abandon the Torah. If they abandon the Torah, so there is. By Salve, Dagon, by Yom, so then they have a chilek in them. They have a share in everything. They have a share in everything. So with the statistics, so you see that the Jews have the sixth of all nationalities in America. So I don't want to mention which peoples have the greatest number of them. That wouldn't be right, because a person might get the idea, as we saw him, because he's a member of that nation. There's nothing to do with it. Just nothing. So the Jews are on the sixth place. Sixth place. Very nice. Something to be proud of. Something to be proud of. Those who are of Scandinavian descent don't have even a fifth of criminals as the Jews have. Something to be proud of. And that is here in the cottage. Solved again, we solved again, let me break there. But I'm cold, melting pot. And this is what the reform rabbis are trying to do in Israel. They want to establish a Yom Kippur even in Israel. In Israel, there are no reform Jews. We have atheists, but we don't have reform Jews. We don't have, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. In Israel, even born in the Shema Mitzvah. Or is an atheist. Who is interested in attending the service in the temple? Who? You'll find him in the natural world. But they are trying to import. They're trying to import it because of Yam Lakor, no, but I did, it's Yam Lakor. The Yam has to engulf everything. That's liberalism. That's liberalism. So this is what the Gemara means. Yeishli kitis kishol yochod mishayim. You cannot lobby the Jewish people because they are an Amskula. Amskula doesn't mean they are. They are entitled to professionalize, has to show. They have a special burden being in Lachskian in the culture. So in Mele, the Sar Shogeni cannot lobby them. We have even modern outlets who are working very hard. I mean, sincerely, they mean well for the Sar Shogeni. We have to accommodate in the pluralistic society. So we have to give in. We have to recognize the deals of reform rabbis and the conservative rabbis. We have to do all that. But anyway. Now, so at the beginning I said we have to explain what does it mean that we Yeshua being with Makadisan. Why Yeshua being Yeshua? So I wanted to go over the Gemara. Hold the Lord. didn't explain that because I was afraid if I start discussing the other room, I won't cover anything else. So, what do you mean shut? Now we know that in our soil we were two dishes. One douche was the douche by Mishwari, and our soil was established. That's the douche of Hashem. That douche of Hashem, the Rambam knows the Hashem, and he was known to tell us again. There is a shit that the dish of love, the shit of the Rachis, the douche of Hashem is the dish of love. But all the other Hashem in past, the douche of Hashem is known to tell us again. So that means those Kohen that surely in time will surely bother don't have to fight for it, like it's shown. And then there is the Dusha Shmio, there is the Dusha Shmio of the Ezra. That Dusha Shmio again, the Shita of the Sitara Tome sees that even Dusha Shmio is going to be destroyed. And that appears to be a Rashi Shita. And then he says that some of the Shas, Rashi doesn't fight. He didn't fight any Sefer or Piske Aloche, but whenever Rashi explains the Sefer Gemara, Rashi says the way he chose a lot. So it's much more that Rashi passes, like the Mandoma, the Tibur Dusha Shia, the way he chose a lot. But most Rishenim passes, the Dusha Rishenim is the way he chose a lot, and Dusha Shia is the way he chose a lot. So the Rambam really questions why is it the Dusha Rishenim is the way he chose a lot. Dusha Shmio is Kicholos Love. So the Rambam says, because the Dusha Rishenio is on Kibush. So Kibush cannot be current. It can only last as long as the Kibush lasts. But the moment Nebuchadnezzar was Kibush on the fire, and he took the Jews into the Babylonian exile, so mainly the Kibush was broken. So the Dusha that took effect for Kibush came to an end for Kibush. Even though the Kibush of Kibushua was a Kibush of Kibushua, of the Adiba, of the Tumna, of the Nobia, of the Desna, everything. And what was the Kibush of the Adnetzar is the Kibush of brutality. Of brutality, but it doesn't matter. Something that takes effect for Kibush cannot be less. And once the kibush is brought up, so the douche is open. But the second douche, we have to defend. The kibush didn't be any kibush. They were achas in poras. Achas in poras. So maybe he took great to defend the chazok. Because he said it not as far as so then, so it was established. So if the douche takes effect to chazok, it's not poker, even at the end of it. If it takes effect to kibush, so it's poka with the end of the termination of the kibush. But if it takes effect to chazoke, so that is never poka. So Yeshua, the moon, is the symbol of achieving Yushe. It's not. Yeshua, the moon, was in Kabush, the land of the Asasora, the kibush. But Yeshua ben Nun not only was in Kaddish, the land of God's soil, he was in Kaddish, the Jewish people, also, and also for Kiddush. Now we have, in Yeshua mentioned, Yeshua of Beis. So he tells that after the Shevet Ruben God, the Chot Shevet Anashi, completed their burden of helping the other Israelites to fight and take possession of Eretz Yisrael. So in return to Bayahu, that was the agreement with Mesh Rabbeinu. Vayoshuvu vayilchu b'nirudim et migod v'chatsi shev damashe k'lichom v'yit Yishra. Meiz me Yisroel mishile asher v'aratz noah v'olechez al eretz hagilol al eretz achuzosom Hashem Chazon Bo, Al Pi Ad Hashem Bi Ad Mish. By your day of good, say Alpin, Hashem Bi Ad Zman. By Nidnu, Bni Rubin, Bni God, the Chatsishe, the Nashe, Shom Nizbeach, Lai Alpin, Nizbeach, Godel Mar, Al Mishnu, Bni Yisroel, Lai Meir, Hine, Bonu, Bni Rubin, Bni God, the Chatsishe, the Nashe, Sam Nizbeach, Al Mul Ad Zman, Al Gul, say Alpin, Al Ida Bni Yisroel. By Nishmu, Bni Yisroel, by Yikau, Kual, Bni Yisroel, Shilei, La'olim sa'olim mitzot. So, they heard, Yeshua heard, stating that Reuben and God, Chatzishet Hanash and Hayavim, built the Mizbeach. And they thought that the purpose of building the Mizbeach was to be marked of Kavanos. Because that's the Talmud page. It's a Nisa chorus. Crushing the hoops. You cannot say. It was before the Bnei's appearance, but only Slavosa. Only Slavosa. So then, Vayishlichu Bnei Yisroel, or Vayishmu Bnei Yisroel, Vayikawu Kolaras Bnei Yisroel Shilei, Laoel Salim Mitzotu. To wage war, but he also Vayishlichu Bnei Yisroel, of Bnei Ruben, of Bnei God, of Chatzishet Nashe, Alaris Hagilo, of Espinchot, and the Lord of Akim. So when you see Nimei Mercy Yachod, Mercy Yachod, and so, the Chematis Yisroel, Yish, Reish, Reish, Abeisom, Hei Vol Alpin Yisroel. By a veil of Nehufa, of Negot, Val Chatzishe, of Nashe, El Eretz Hagilot, by Dabu Yitam Linya. Koyom Hu Koyadas Adishem. Mua Maala Zeh Hashem Yalpin Yitim Yisroel. Lo Shifayim Nachil Adishem, Yud Nishchem Lohem Yizdeach. Yudhotchem Hayim Adishem. Havat Lonu Esabim Keir Asherim Yitam. ממנו הרעים הזה, ואי הנגב בא בצד השם. ואתם תשובו הילים אחרי השם, והוא יוחתם תהיו את הילים בד השם ומוכר על כל הארץ ישראל ומיסי. ואך אם בני הארץ אחוז אסכם, איתו לכם על הארץ אחוז אסכם השם, אשר שוחד, משכן הישם ויוחזו בשכם, ובד השם על תמרדו, ונצונו על תמרדו, ובני סכם ולכם מזבח, ומבלעד עם מזבח על השם הולכים. הלו אוכון בן זרח, מואל מואל בחירן, ועל כל עדס ישראל הוא יוקח שיכול לגול הבעלים. So, Yeshua and Pinchos in this game thought that they built the Mizbeach in order to make death as a disamigo. And to be back at Kobones, that is also. So that's in Ride Badishem, in reading that the Rambam in the Nebuch and Chiridim, which says, that the reason how was he allowed to send Jews to wage war against them? You know what Chaybni said? And Chaybni says, so how can you wage war against them? So they know me, so you can wage war against them. So the Rambam says, and the Ashbor in the Chubis closed the mirror war. In his answer to Kedaya Pini, because Kedaya Pini was opposed to the Yisar against studying philosophy, you know, that the Rajbo and other Chachomim issue. So in the answer to Kedaya Pini, so he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam in the Meir Ruchim. So Rambam Meir Ruchim, it's book 3, I don't remember which day. So the Rambam raises the question, how was he allowed Yeshua to send Jews to wage war if they're not chizah. Then, by Yanud Nehubim, when you go to Chatzishim Tanmashe, by Dabus, Oshav Oshoyel, Keilo Lekim Adushem, Keilo Lekim Adushem Yudea, in Israel, who Yeda Yudinere Bimimal, that you shall chin in the Mazeh. Chatzisholem, they did not build in his Beach in order to mark it for Ernest, but only as he sent the children to Esther, so they'll point out this is the Mizbeach, and that is in Shilei. So in order that they should see something concrete, but they had no intentions, as we show them, of being really in the Talmud. So of course they didn't wait long. But if they had found out, they had verified the purpose was the market of others, so then the Jews were instructed by the Yeshua to wage war against them. Suppose the war. So that's the way to you have to be Italians and Canadians and Americans and everything. So the Rambam says they tried to implement the halacha of Nevi'im Lamaya because they thought, Yeshua thought, that either there's a Merida by the Shem, so there is, so under certain circumstances, so the Bezdin has a right to meet out drastic measures against those, against the people, against those who are mirror. So in other words, that means that Yeshua resorted to the method of Kiddush not only in for the purpose of Kaddish Alam, but in order to Kaddish Am Yisrael, that no one should be nearly by the share, we also resorted to Kiddush, the method of Kiddush. He told them to wage war if they don't retract. Not prison children. He thought that they were doing it to make him leave the Torah. So there's a method of Jewish. Now, so Yeshua symbolizes the approach of being captive or cheating Jewish. He learned on the people through the method of Jewish. Of course, the Jewish has to be a Jewish creation. It has to come from Torah. Not might is not right. I mean, it has to be back. The Kiddush has to be sanctioned by the Tumim, Shinobi, as Magodu. It has to conform to all the nuances of the Aloha, but it was Kiddush. Now, Ezra, when the Kaddish out is oil, Fuchazot, not only was Ezra, and yet he shows each other's love. As each other's love, even after the Kiddush is broken, that the Kiddush remains. Not like the Kiddushe that takes effect to Kiddush, which is not permanent. But Ezra, not only was in Kaddish out his soil because of it, he was in Kaddish from his soil, but also because of that. You see, I mean, Ezra and Chemye, there were many Jews who intermarried in Babel, and then he assembled them with his amigdo, Shamash Shishono, and he read in the Torah, and then he cried, and then he prevailed upon them to divorce their Gentile wives. So it was Kaddish Am Yisrael, but not by trying to wage war. Now that doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, that Ezra Chas V'Sholem had another shite than Yeshua. Chas V'Sholem, just as he doesn't mean in respect to Jesus of Israel, that Ezra had another Weltanschauung for Yeshua. Because in the days of Yeshua, so the law of the Torah was to be Kaddish to Kiddush, not Chazon. Because the Zainamim, so the Torah says about the Zainamim, Yamiz Neyem, Bezmi Seyem, Yisku, Fudei, Shreyem. So we had no other choice except Kiddush. But we were Chazoket to organize a Kiddush group, you know, to prevail upon Zainamim, they should come to Kiddush. So there was Ibrahim Ali, and the action was given. Choice, beautiful choice, Shalach Yeshua. And Ritzel Hashli Yashli, and what do you mean of Ritzel Hashli? Ritzel Hashli means she didn't cut the Zionists in the area. So every one of the Zionami who was willing to become a nice human being didn't cut the Zionists in the area. So he was spared. And the commentary, so. The Gemara says, in Yitli, lo yeshu ba'atzecho, yochel v'yit kechovim, shekidro, shalad, rabbi zorak, sindabia. So Rashi says that from a Dalet, I think, Dalet, like Hela, before in Yitli, so it's be a design amin, ako sindabia, lo yeshu ba'atzecho, yochel v'yakum, v'yizain amin, shekidro, shalad, rabbi zorak, sindabia. So if the Zion Ami, even Amalek is the couple of Zionists in the Yach and the Kamsani, so even Khalil should be a Kabaho, the Kabaho. But Yeshua did not decide, you know, to set up classes for the Zion Ami because it was a different, it was a different situation. That was me and the Messiah needs to be the Israel again. So that was the Vadibo, that there is no way Kaddishah Yisrael or from Kaddishah Yisrael, except for kibbutz, by waging war against the Zionists, and even waging war against Jews themselves, if they try to be married, if they try to be married. This is what it should be. And Ezra would have acted the same way in Yeshua's circumstances. There was no Chas V'Sholem, any difference of opinion. But in the days of Ezra, so the Nabi said that Bar Hashem was Loi Bechayel, the Loi Bechayah, King Yeruchim Hashem Tzvokis. And the Chaim says that is reference to the Kedusha of Ezra, because Chaye, because it's mentioned in Kaftor, that Zecharia, that the Malach showed him the Nere, seven candles, and Shnei Zeisim, Echad Minagulot, Echad Misneo, so he said, so Yesti Moire, so he said, Al Yudato Moire, Vohim Alo Yadim, so Chaim is the Kashi, the Malach says to him, Al Yudato, Malach didn't say if it hadn't been true. So how does Chaim say, Lo Yadim, Ya'am Yudin Malach? So Chaim said, because the Alta Chimei says, and it's mentioned in the Pesach itself, Ha'ra'ila Shnei, I don't remember, Ho'indim, Bufanah. So the two Zaysim, the two olive trees, symbolize Malchus and Kehuna. Malchus is David, is the Melochim of Ma'ala Amishah, the Shem HaMishpok. There's the Zaysim, and Kehuna, King Godel, is also Mishah, the Shem HaMishpok. So that Mara, that vision symbolizes that there will be Malchut as David and there will be Kehanim Hale, there will be Yushab Hashem HaMishra. So Zecharia knew that this was a symbolism. What he said earlier, he doesn't understand it. That was in the Bui. This is how Chaim explains Kaftor in Zecharia, the Shabbos Chanukah Kaftor. So he says, after all, it was in Buya for the Baal Shem, but in Baal Shem there was no Shem HaMishra. And the Kehanim Hale in Baal Shem were appointed and were given God in not Shem HaMishra. So how can the Mare show him Shnei Zeisim? That's what he meant, Lo Yadei. So the Malach answered him, the Chaim says that. Halei Zed for I. Loi bechai al zavod alimeh. Loi bechai al zavod bekeach. Kim beruchi omar Hashem tzlokis. You sky, you think that the Kedusha in the Baal Shem is like the Kedusha in Baal Shem. In the Baal Shem, so it was for Kibush. So it was, so really it's Kichar Yishai to a Kichar Zavod. But she didn't think the Kedusha now that is taking place is Kichar Zavod. So the Nivuya for the Baal Shem involves also the Kedusha in Yis HaMashiach, because when Yis HaMashiach it won't be necessary to be Kaddish out his fire again. So, and the Yis HaMashiach will have Shema Mishra, Yis HaMashiach will have Malchut Bidodi, will have Kahani Deli, will be Mishach of Shema Mishra. So that was the answer. Loi Bechaya, the Loi Bekeach, Kim Beruch Yom HaShem Tzvok. So the mandate that was imposed upon Yes, it's Israel. At the time of Baal Shem, it was not the mandate of Kibush. The mandate of Kibush was given to the Jewish people and to Yeshua at the time of the Bir Shema. But the Bir Shmio, so that the Bein Shom said, Loi Bechara, Loi Bechara, Kim Yerucham Hashem Tzvokis. Now the way to affect Dushet in the Eretz Yisrael on the Jewish people is not the Jewish. It's to Chazok and Ezra, the Anshi Kefes Adela. So they own the Kaddish in their Takonis and everything. As it's Shogat they own. So they're in the Kaddish on the soil. They own Moed. It's Kitcho Yishalta, the Kitcho Vosik Lopet. So this is now the Chaznish says that the Halacha of the Rishon Yomayim doesn't apply to them. Because the halacha of Marim and Mayim is only Shaya when there are a few articles. So then it is necessary, to apply drastic measures against that cause. But today, when there's a multitude of happy causes, so then we have to be mashpia upon the world to have empowerment. That's what Chazanish says. And what Chazanish says is really mentioned by the Teres Chaim on Sanhedrin. Now, you don't know what Teres Chaim was. Teres Chaim was the father of the Prior Sheir. You know, the Prior Sheir, you know, and Shvita and Chum, the Prior Sheir. He was the Chaim Sheir. He was the first Rav in Brisk. In the 16th century, he was the first Rav in Brisk. So he wrote the Sefer Teres Chaim, the remarkable Sefer. The remarkable Sefer. So on Sanhedrin, at the end of Sanhedrin, the Moral Nations, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, so the famous one told him, Marichak. So, El Chapad. So that's the Midas HaKadivu. With the Paramount Midas HaKadivu. So Mishra Bin said, El Chap to the Tzadiki. So the Mishra Bin said to him, El Chap, Apil Rosho. So Mishra Bin said to HaKadivu, the Shoyi, why El Chap? The Musu. Because it's written in the course of the Bible, the Shoyi, you know. So the Bishop said, Mishra Bein, you don't have it. That's it. For coming time, when you will have to say, Marecha Bat Rosh. So then, they sing the Ingo, and there was a coming out. So the Bishop said to Mishra Bein, has it shown that you, you know, a coming out. So, Mishpahim pleaded on behalf of God. So he said, Erech HaPal. So Mishpahim said, Erech HaPal.